As though parents of young kids didn't have enough to worry about during the pandemic, there's news this week that Pfizer's COVID vaccine isn't very effective at preventing infection from the Omicron variant among 5 to 11-year-olds. However, the vaccines still help young kids avoid serious sickness. But the news might prompt some parents to ask, should they vaccinate their kids right now? Are their kids safe? Will this further delay vaccines for preschoolers? Well, to help us out right now, let's bring in Dr. Peter Hotez. He's a pediatrician and co-director of the Center for Vaccine Development at Texas Children's Hospital. And Dr. Hotez, welcome back. Good to have you.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.
So let's start with the numbers. The new data from a study in New York show that the effectiveness of the vaccine for kindergarten to preteen group, this group of kindergarten to preteens, dropped from 68% to 12% during the Omicron surge. That sounds pretty low. What do you make of those numbers?
Well, first of all, there's two studies. There's the New York State study, and then the following day, the Envision project came up with a report based that's on the CDC website. And it is showing that two doses for the 5 to 11-year-olds is causing a 74% decrease in hospitalization. So not as much as you'd like, but still very good. So it still looks like it's doing a good job at preventing serious illness. In terms of the prevention against infection, that's what's the disappointing part, as you point out, 12% effectiveness against infection. Here's what I think happened. When you look at the numbers, it looks like if you looked at the 12 to 17 group, it's holding up really well. So 17, 16, 15, all the way down to 12 years of age, it's giving very high levels of protection against infection. And then the minute you go down to the 11-year-olds and below, then the bottom kind of falls out after a period, a few months after immunization. And that likely reflects the differences in dose, because that also corresponds to a decrease from 30 micrograms of mRNA in the Pfizer vaccine to 10 micrograms. And I think that may be the basis for it, although we can't say for certain. The question is, what do you do about it? Well, do you go back and do some redosing studies to go back to a higher dose? The alternative is to give a booster, to give a third immunization.
Right.
And I think that may be a likely way to do it.
It seems, too, though, I mean, you said something really important that I want to stress here. And I mean, tell me if I'm wrong in stressing this. So in terms of preventing infection, the numbers aren't very encouraging, but the vaccines still appear to avoid serious illness. So is that not an argument to continue vaccinating children who are not vaccinated right now? What's your recommendation there?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. So you still want to go ahead and vaccinate. And by the way, even if it turns out you do need a third dose, at least you've started the vaccination series.
Right.
And like any pediatric vaccine, most of them are at least three doses anyway. So I think this should not cause undue alarm. And the good news is the number of new cases from the Omicron variant is declining dramatically in many parts of the country, including the Northeast. But we are expecting another wave at some point. So now is the time to start those first two doses. But don't be surprised or disappointed if then the recommendation comes, hey, we're going to recommend a third dose for the 5 to 11-year-olds.
Do you think that this new data will have any impact on vaccine approval for the youngest kids who are still for whom there is still no vaccination?
Well, if you remember, there was a lot of buzz saying the FDA was going to move forward with the first two doses, even though the vaccine effectiveness might not have been as what they were hoping for, and then give a third dose later on. And they made the decision, well, better to be conservative and wait for the third dose data, which will probably come out pretty soon. So we may get that recommendation for a three-dose vaccine in April. And for that one, the dose is even lower. That's 3 micrograms. So you go from 30 and the 12 and up, 30 micrograms to 10 to 3.
Dr. Peter Hotez, thanks so much. Co-director of the Center for Vaccine Development at Children's Hospital in Texas. Many thanks.
My pleasure.